SPLC targets patriots once again. The malicious hate group is attacking a longtime liberty activist and broadcaster, as well as the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, a leading organization championing constitutional principles. By John Friend. The Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, is up to their usual dirty tactics yet again, maliciously targeting and smearing American patriots and constitutionalists with emotional accusations of promoting racism and hate. This time their targets are Sam Bushman, a longtime radio broadcaster who founded the Liberty News Radio Network and serves as the CEO and National Operations Director of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA, and former Sheriff Richard Mack, the legendary lawman who founded and currently serves as president of that organization. Bushman began his career in the alternative media decades ago, educating himself on the ways of the world by reading the Spotlight newspaper, the predecessor of American Free Press, and listening to alternative talk radio programs. He wanted to get involved and become a broadcaster and media man, but quickly discovered that was not an easy task. We soon found out that if you want to have your views heard in the media, you'd better own a piece of the media, Bushman explained in an exclusive interview with AFP. He who has the gold makes the rules. He would go on to establish various talk radio networks and stations and began his own broadcast, where the liberty activist and spokesman has always focused on America First populism, the central role Christianity has played in American society, and related topics. I really learned what was going on from the Spotlight newspaper back in the 80s, to then my experience in the media in the 1990s, when Bushman established his first radio network and began broadcasting. He would go on to found Liberty News Radio Network in 2009, which syndicates not only Bushman's own daily two-hour live program called Liberty Roundtable but also notable programs such as the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show and the Political Cesspool, hosted by AFP contributor and longtime nationalist activist James Edwards. Bushman established the network largely because he never wants to be taken off the air. The Spotlight and my experience in the media taught me that he who owns the media makes the rules, Bushman told this reporter. In February, the SPLC published a malicious hit piece denouncing Bushman and the anti-government CSPOA for hosting white nationalist broadcasts on Liberty News Radio Network in an effort to smear not only Bushman but also the CSPOA in an attempt to marginalize and discredit the organization and the important work it does. The CSPOA was created by Mack to remind sheriffs and other peace officers about their oath of office and pledge to uphold the U.S. and various state constitutions. The organization promotes constitutional principles, engages in training and educational activities, and seeks to ensure lawmen abide by their constitutional obligations in protecting the rights of all American citizens, hardly an anti-government or extremist organization that the SPLC has hysterically characterized it as. For his part, Bushman insisted he is committed to the First Amendment and allowing dissenting voices the opportunity to be heard. He is a strong believer in faith, family, and free speech, and is committed to engaging in productive dialogue with those from across the political spectrum. The SPLC and other far-left activist organizations regularly characterize anyone taking a pro-America, pro-Christian political stance as promoting hate, racism, and white supremacy, entirely weaponized slanders designed to marginalize and discredit their political rivals. They have created words and redefined terms such as hate speech, hate crimes, and the various phobias, and so on to further demonize us, their prey, Bushman told me. They are literally so drunk with power and greed, so addicted to this psychotic behavior, that nothing we can say or do will talk them down from the ledge. Bring on the First Amendment. Bushman went on to denounce the SPLC as an extremely dishonest, hostile, and narcissistic organization using gaslighting and projection tactics against their political opponents. It's a hate scam, they would love to jail us all. Bushman declared. Just as AFP went to press, the SPLC released yet another hit piece on Bushman, Mack, and the CSPOA, claiming Bushman is doubling down on his associations with hate groups and other so-called extremists. The purpose of the article is clear: to smear Bushman and MAC and their organization as a potentially dangerous far-right group promoting hate and extremism in an effort to demonize the group and the vital activism and educational work it engages in. The SPLC has long denounced the Constitutional Sheriff movement, which the CSPOA has played a leading role in since its inception. The malicious activist group denounced Bushman and MAC for having associations with American-based white supremacists, which they insist is an unfortunate continuation of the racist origins of the Constitutional Sheriff movement itself. The CSPOA was started because of the huge need to remind sheriffs and peace officers about their oath of office, Bushman said in response to these hysterical accusations. When we look at the office of the sheriff, combined with the historical powers held by that office, he stands as the upholder, defender, protector, and servant to the liberties of the people within the county. In addition to upholding the law, the sheriff is also charged with upholding the supreme law, the Constitution. The emotional screeds and smears promulgated by the SPLC are continuing to lose their potency and certainly are not intimidating Bushman and the CSPOA. The Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association brings together, we the people of the United States with peace officers and sheriffs, educating all in an effort to restore America peacefully for our posterity, Bushman concluded. Despite the best efforts of the SPLC and other far-left activists, Bushman and the CSPOA will continue their important advocacy and educational work.